So I will say we're on Daf Tezayin of Beis. And we'll have to go back to the Mishnah again and review what we did on Yom Chamishi about appointing Sanhedrin. Now, in the case of the original Sanhedrin, maybe we'll open up a Chumash actually if we have a Parshas Shmos. Maybe Steve, behind you have a Sefer Shmos. And if you could open up to Perek Yud Ches, we'll see about the appointment of the first Supreme Court of Israel that was made up of 71 judges. And who appointed that Sanhedrin?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Moshe Rabbeinu, correct. Now Moshe Rabbeinu himself is considered, and that's a Gemara that we're going to get to, Mirtz Hashem, Shokel Keneged Shivim V'Yechad. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in a sense, embodies the entire Beis. He himself personally, because he had what's called Dibur, he got the word straight from Hashem, therefore he has the status of the High Court of Israel. Because the High Court of Israel is meant to represent the people of Israel. And, you know, to give direction to the people of Israel, how they should behave and how they should proceed. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the greatest Navi of all time, and Moshe Rabbeinu receives a Nevuah from Hashem to tell the people and decide for the people how they should behave, how they should implement, whether they should go to war, anything that's relevant, then that's like the greatest Bezdin you can imagine. In fact, according to the Rashash, who's one of the commentaries in the back, he says that the status of Moshe Rabbeinu supersedes that of a Beis Nagodol. You know, as if to say that if there were a dispute between the Beis Nagodol and Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe would override the Beis Nagodol. And the reason for that is because Moshe Rabbeinu had a direct dibur. You know, he heard the word of God. So there can be no greater determination of the direction of the people of Israel, what they should do and how they should behave in any situation of a parshas Zerachim, any indecisive situation, then Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the people the direction that comes straight from the man from the Almighty on high. That's called Mipi Adibur. His status is even greater than that of a Sanhedrin of Shivim V'Echad. But how do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu appointed a Sanhedrin? So let's take a look. Thanks for the Chumash. And we're going to look in Parshas Yisro. Yisro gave the Eitzah to Moshe Rabbeinu to create a very complex judiciary system. And we're going to turn to Pasuk Chaf Hei. The Pasuk says, Vayivchar Moshe, or first the Pasuk Chaf Dal, Vayishma Moshe Lekol Chosno. So I can't tell you that's true about every son-in-law, that he should listen to his father-in-law. I guess there are a lot of different jokes about that we can crack. But Moshe Rabbeinu, in his case, listened very carefully to the advice of his father-in-law. Vayas kechol asher amar, and he implemented exactly at the recommendation of his father-in-law. And then he goes ahead and appoints the High Court of Israel. Vayivchar Moshe. Moshe chooses, which basically means appoints, Anshe Chayil, Mikol Yisrael, and Vayiteno Som Rashim Al Ha'am. They became the what we called Srara. They became in charge of supervising the nation.
So he also chose generals.
Right. So we know on. Okay, so first let's go back to the Mishnah just to reiterate the one line in the Mishnah that we're focused on now. And that's on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Don't lose your place on Tezayin Amud Beis. But if you look on Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says, Ein Mosifin Al Ha'ir. Okay, that we did last week, that in order to expand the boundaries of Yerushalayim, you need a Beis Din of 71. And then it says, Ein Osim Sanhedros L'Shvatim Ela Al Pi Beis Din Shel Shivim V'Echad. And Rashi says here, if you take a look four lines down in the wide lines, Rashi says Sanhedroyos, Shem Moshifin Sanhedrin Ktana Shelchav Gimel Bechal Ir V'Ir Kirichsiv Titein Lecha Bechal Sha'arecha. So let's stop here midway in this Rashi, take a pause. And Rashi clearly indicates, there's no question about it, that our whole discussion, the sugya that we're about to embark upon, relates to a Sanhedrin of 23, when the Mishnah says that you cannot appoint a court that's made up of 23 judges unless that court was appointed by the highest court of Israel, that's a reference to what is called the Sanhedrin Ktana. Now, we have two extreme categories. We have the lower courts, which are made up of how many, your standard courts, made up of how many judges? Three judges. And then you have the high court of Israel, it's made up of 71 judges. In between, you have what's called the Sanhedrin Ktana. And that Sanhedrin Ktana has very powerful jurisdiction. For example, you may recall that in a capital case, to put someone to death, condemn a criminal to death, we need a Sanhedrin Ktana made up of 23 judges. Our Mishnah establishes that those 23 judges can only be appointed by the Sanhedrin Gedolah.
They're actual members, aren't they, of the Sanhedrin Gedolah or no?
No. But separate people.
Every city has 23.
Yeah, very good. Excellent. And Rashi says that every city has to be equipped with this Sanhedrin Ktan of 23 judges, in addition to the smaller courts. And that's based on the pasuk Titein Lecha B'chol She'arecha. So what does the word She'arecha mean?
If you want.
Arecha, right. The gates means the city. Do you follow? In other words, there's a synonymous two words. There's one word that's synonymous with the other, that's the word sha'ar, and that's synonymous with the word ear. So when the Torah says appoint judges in every city, it's referring to the Sanhedrin Ktana of 23 judges that has to be appointed in every city. You know, I'm thinking to myself, maybe a good profession to go into. We should encourage our sons to go into Dayanus, because imagine if every city in Israel needs a Bezdin of 23 judges. That doesn't include the lower courts, you know, of three judges. So if there, let's say there's going to be an issue in a lower court, then they take it to the high court in that city, which is called the Sanhedrin Ktan of 23 judges. It looks like the job market is pretty open. You know, they say the dentistry here in Israel has already reached its capacity. Although if somebody would charge a little bit less for a root canal, I think there's plenty of room for more dentists here. But anyway, so every city had to be equipped with a Bezdin Ktana, Sanhedrin Ktana of 23 judges. Who would appoint this Sanhedrin Ktana? It was the Bezdin HaGadol. Now, where is the Bezdin HaGadol? Right, the Sanhedrin Ktan is in every single city in Israel. Where is the location of the Bezdin HaGadol? Rashi says, Tzrichim Bezdin HaGadol, Belishkas HaGozes, right outside the base HaMikdash. And they would have to go out, Latzeis Ulo Shivam, they'd have to make a field trip to every single city in Israel and appoint a permanent Bezdin, which is called the Sanhedrin Ktan of 23 judges, V'alfinan Law of the Gemara, and this will be derived in the Gemara on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. So that's what we're up to now. And the Gemara asks me, Nolan. So let's make sure everybody has the place here on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. And you will see that the shape of the page is an L-shaped, right? So the thin lines, and then it gets wider on the bottom. So before it gets wide, if you go up about three lines, you'll see that the Gemara, the printed text of our Gemara, reiterates the Mishnah Ein Osin Sanhedrios, and then it says Minolan. So that's two lines up before the wide lines. Kida Ashkan, the Gemara's answer is that we find B'Moshe the Oki Sanhedrios. That the pasuk here in Parshas Yisro indicates that Moshe appointed the Bezdin. Umoshe b'makom, Moshe b'makom bimkom shivim v'chad koi. Moshe Rabbeinu has the same status as the highest court of Israel, as 71 judges. Again, as I mentioned to you before, the Rashash is bothered by this because Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, had a status that was superior, superseded that of the Bezdin HaGadol, because he had al pi adibur, you know, he had a direct link, a communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in any event, the Torah definitely recognizes the power of a Bezdin of Shiva V'Yechad. So there's no such thing as a court that's higher or greater in number than 71. So Moshe Rabbeinu here in this context represents the highest court of Israel, and he will be in charge of appointing the Sanhedrin. Now keep in mind, in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, what we know is that he appointed the Sanhedrin Agdolah, but the Gemara says that since the next pasuk indicates that Moshe had appointed various courts, right? That was Yisrael's recommendation. There were the Sari Ameos and the Sari Chamisha, the Sari Alav, the various courts. Then it makes sense that Moshe Rabbeinu also appointed what we call a Sanhedrin Haktana of 23 judges. And we see now that in order to appoint that high-powered Beis Din of a Sanhedrin Haktana, we need nothing less than Moshe Rabbeinu, who shakel keneged Shiviyachad, or a Beis Din HaGadol that has the same status as the High Court of Israel, the Beis Din HaGadol.
Question, please?
Yeah, please.
Can Yehoshua, who replaces the Sanhedrin, does he have the authority to replace the Sanhedrin HaGadol with a new one?
No. We never found that Yehoshua has the status of Sanhedrin. Only Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Moshe Rabbeinu's special status, Mipi Adibur, you know, the Rambam writes that all other Nevi'im had to wait passively until the Dibur, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu would reveal and transmit a prophecy. But in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu could initiate a conversation, a question and answer, dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everything that Moshe Rabbeinu did, any decision that he implemented for Klal Yisrael was always Al Pi HaDibur, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu has the status of the highest court in Israel. We don't know that that applies, not even to Yehoshua. Yehoshua has smicha, but he doesn't have the status of Shivim V'yechot. Okay. Now it's interesting that it says in our Gemara Minolan. How do we know this? Now Rashi, as we saw in the Mishnah, indicates that how do we know this, that we need a Beis Din HaGadol to appoint the Sanhedrin Haktana, a smaller court, but nevertheless a high-powered court of 23 judges, Sanhedrin Haktana. Now, as I've told you a million and one times, the super commentary on Masechet Sanhedrin in the Rishonim period of time, besides Rashi and Tosis, is none other than the Yad Ramah. Remember I told you that many times. So the Yad Ramah is a slightly different girsa in the Gemara. Instead of Minolan period, he says Minolan Shemamidim Shoftim Lechol Yisrael. Lechol Yisrael. Now it sounds to me that the language of Lechol Yisrael in the Girsa that the Yad Ramah presents might refer to the Beis Din HaGadol. But that doesn't make sense. I'll tell you why. Because it's impossible for the Beis Din HaGadol to appoint itself. So that if Minolan, we're asking about a function of Moshe Rabbeinu representing, or shall we say, embodying the status of 71, we're talking about appointing Sanhedrin Aktana. So I don't know what the Yad Ramah means when he says Lechol Yisrael.
Could it be also for smaller towns, not just cities?
Smaller, Lechol Yisrael means something greater. I don't know why you're reducing it. You know, here we have to expand it.
All inclusive, you see.
But what?
Towns, what about somebody?
But again, if we're talking about a Sanhedrin of 23 judges, in what context or vis-a-vis what does the Sanhedrin have authority over Kol Yisrael? That's why I don't understand why he introduces the words Kol Yisrael here. So I'm thinking the following. Again, this is what I'm about to tell you is with limited liability. You know, don't hold me guilty for this. But maybe what the Yad Ramah is indicating here with his Girs of Lechol Yisrael is that the Sanhedrin Aktana of 23 judges has, to some extent, a status of, shall we say, one step below the Sanhedrin HaGadolah. What do I mean? They're the lower courts that are made up of three judges. If they can't reconcile the dispute and come to some definite conclusion, then what's the next court that they can go to find the resolution to that issue? And you and I might have said, well, if the local courts can't do it, take it to the High Court of Israel that supervises the entire Klal Yisrael. Maybe what the Yad Ramah is suggesting here, by saying Minayin, how do we know that the Sanhedrin Aktan is Lekol Yisrael, means that before we go to the last step, you know, when we're really desperate, and we, shall we say, we go to the Supreme Court of the entire country, first we go to the higher courts. And there's such a thing called a higher court, above three judges, but not as great as the Sanhedrin HaGadol of 71 judges, and that's the 70, and that's the Bezdin of how many judges? Of 23 judges. Now, in event that the Bezdin of 23 judges cannot come to any resolution, then and only then do we appeal and transmit the case to the highest court of Israel, which is made up of 71 judges. I don't know. I'm just suggesting a possibility here because the Yad Ramah changes the girsa here, and I'm wondering what's the import of that possibility that the Sanhedrin HaKtana, which is appointed by the Sanhedrin HaGdola, has a status of L'chol Yisrael. What do you mean L'chol Yisrael?
Well, it means the fact that you think the Sanhedrin HaKtana only would be limited and have limited powers, but maybe the Yad Ramah is saying no, they have the same. They can hear any case for all
right.
of Israel.
Correct.
You might think that they have a limited city or jurisdiction or
right.
territory.
Right.
No, he's saying
right.
that they have the
correct.
They're deputized for.
So that would mean that if in the lower courts of three judges they can't somehow figure it out, then we send it over to the Bezdin, which is called the Sanhedrin HaKtana, and that's called L'chol Yisrael because they can supervise any case and adjudicate any case that was beyond the, shall I say, the decision making of not jurisdiction, but there was jurisdiction in the smaller courts, but they couldn't come to any definite conclusion. Now, all that I said to you to try to make sense out of the girsa of the Yad Ramah, but in truth, I have to tell you that I don't believe this is correct. I mean, again, I'm trying to defend the Yad Ramah, so that's, you know, I get credit for that. But if you ask me what I believe is really true, you didn't ask me, so but I'm just going to offer the information. I don't believe that the Sanhedrin HaKtana exists as a separate entity for all of Klal Yisrael. I'll tell you why. What's unique? Two points. Number one, what's unique about the Sanhedrin HaGadol is that they and only they have jurisdiction over Klal Yisrael. That's point number one. Point number two, the high power jurisdiction of Sanhedrin HaKtana of 23 judges would only be relevant in a case where there was a dispute between two members of the same city that belonged to two Shvatim. Okay, let me hold off on that for a minute. Did you follow at least in theory what I had in mind? So you have, this is the case that I want to analyze with you today. Well, I'm going to call them Reuven and Shimon, but I'm not just making names up. I mean to say that Reuven is from Shevet Reuven and Shimon is from Shevet Reuven. And that doesn't have to be, but I'm just, if you understand my case. So what happens in a dispute between Reuven, a Reuvenite, and a Shimonite? And it could be that that's the function of the Sanhedrin HaKtana. They sort of have an international status, meaning they don't belong to any particular Shevet. They have jurisdiction over all the Shvatim. So there may be lower courts that are restricted to Shvatim, but then there's a higher court that can control cases that come up from different Shvatim. But that's not the same as L'chol Yisrael. Okay, let's see it inside. Tana Rabbana. We learned it in a Braisa. Now, in order to appreciate this Braisa, we have to look into the Chumash, but not here in Parshas Yisrael, but in Parshas Shoftim, which is Dvarim Tezayin. It opens the following. So you won't see this inside of you, inside of your text. I'm going to just read it to you. Shoftim v'shotrim titein l'cha b'chol sha'arecha. So the Shoftim are the judges, but in order to oversee the implementation of their decision, especially in a case where the litigants perhaps refuse to accept they rebel against the courts, we need Shotrim, and those are the policemen, they'll make sure that the law as it's decided will be implemented. If somebody refuses to comply with the decision of Beis Din, then the Shochrim are there to beat them up, literally. Where the Rambam says that they're holding on to maklos, they're holding on to these clubs, and that's lachvot. Lachvot means to beat up misha eno shomer lekol hadayonim. Okay, so fine. So we have shoftim v'shotrim. Now, the Torah says titei lecha b'chol sharecha. So that's one concept of sharecha. And then the end of the pasuk says v'shoftu es ha'am. I'm sorry, I skipped a few words. Lechol sharecha asher Hashem elokecha nosein lecha lishvatecha. Now all of a sudden we're no longer talking about sharecha. Now the Torah substitutes shvatecha. And then it says, "V'shaftu esa'am mishpat tzedek." So this brisa is going to analyze the two parts of this pasuk. The first part that says, "Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol sharecha," and then the second part of the pasuk which says, "Lishvatecha." And the brisa is going to assume that the word "lishvatecha" is a substitute for sharecha. What I mean to say is that you read the pasuk twice. You read it once, shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol sharecha, and then you read it a second time, shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha lishvatecha. So we're going to talk about shoftim and shotrim. Titein lecha means they should be appointed, but where? Number one, b'chol shvatecha. I'm sorry, number one, b'chol sharecha. And number two, lishvatecha. In both cases of sharecha and shvatecha and shoftecha, shvatecha, we need what? Both shotrim, shoftim, and shotrim. So let's go through the brayse. Minayin shemamidim shoftim li Yisrael. At this point, the brayse is very generic about it. It doesn't go into details. It hasn't yet gotten down to the nitty gritty of sharecha and shvatecha. Right now, in a generic sense, we have a mitzvah. The Torah commands us to appoint shoftim liYisrael. And how do we know this? That we have an obligation to appoint judges. And again, according to Rashi, as we said at the outset, we're talking about a court that's made up of 23 judges. Talmud Lomar, shoftim. And now he skips the word shotrim, which he's going to pick up in a second. Shoftim titein. Again, titein means to appoint them. We haven't gotten to the question of where. Where do they, what area, what location on the face of the map of Israel requires this mitzvah of setting up a Sanhedrin of 23 judges? Shotrim li Yisrael minayin. How do we know that there's a mitzvah to appoint the policeman? And the answer is Talmud Lomar Shotrim Titein. Again, it says Shoftim Vishotrim Titein, but we're reading it twice. We're reading it one, Shoftim Titein, and number two, Shotrim Titein. And in both cases, we have a mitzvah of appointing. One case is judges, and the other is policemen. Now, let's get down to the nitty gritties. We have to appoint Shoftim. And we said that refers to a Beis Din of 23 judges. Where? And the answer is lechol shevet v'shevet. Every single shevet needs its own Sanhedrin haktana. And minayin, that's based on the pasuk shoftim lishvatecha. Again, there is no such pasuk. It doesn't say shoftim lishvatecha. It says shoftim, etc., etc., titei lecha, and then it says lishvatecha. And as I said before, we're going to read this pasuk twice. We're going to read it, number one, shoftim v'shotrim titei lecha b'chol sharecha, and number two, shoftim v'shotrim titei lecha lishvatecha, which means lechol shevet v'shevet. Now, wait a second. I'm confused. Okay. Well, what are you confused about? Let's see if we're both confused about the same thing.
Why, in fact, it's like an overlap. You have each tribe, Shvatim, has a katana.
A Sanhedrin katana, yeah.
And then each city also has one.
Oh, so it's excellent. Camp. We're both on the same wavelength. Wow. Thank you, Kano. Great minds are confused alike. Okay, let's present the following question. It says b'chol sharecha. We'll see in just one moment that b'chol sharecha means b'chol arecha in every city. And Rashi already gave us a heads up in his commentary on the Mishnah. So we know that every city in Israel has to be equipped, Rashi says, with a Sanhedrin, a Ketana made up of 23 judges. If that be the case, then what is this independent obligation to set up judges for every Shevet v'Shevet? If every city in Israel is well serviced by its own Sanhedrin Ketana, what function, what need is there for a Beis Din for each Shevet v'Shevet?
What if there's a dispute from one city to another, or from one area of Israel to another?
So that would go to the Beis Din HaGadol.
Oh.
But where do we come up with this idea that every Shevet has to have its own? I mean, all the cities are covered in Israel. Okay, you may have a few farmers, you know, that don't live in the cities, they're not in urban areas. So they'll come into the city, the closest city, and they'll have some sort of adjudication with disputing with another Baal Din, and that'll go into the courts of the cities. Well, why do I need special courts for the Shvatim?
Is this a geographical area? When we're talking about Shvatim, do we mean the...
Well, the Shvatim, again, there are two concepts here. Yeshua came into the land, and he divided up the land into let's call it 12 different territories.
Areas.
So yeah, areas. But in addition to that, you know, you could be a member of one Shevet, but you could settle elsewhere. You know, it could be, let's say, in the area of Zvulun, maybe most of that territory was occupied by Zvulunites, but you can have a Zvulunite who decides to live in another area. Let's say he's together with the Naphtali people, and he's in a different area. But why do I need a Beis Din for the Shvatim? Why do I need a Beis Din for the Shvatim? So here I want to share with you the Ramban and Rav Yaakov Emden, the Yavetz. The Ramban is not sure about it, but in his Pirush al Torah on Parashas Shoftim, he writes, Yitochen, that it's possible, that we need a Beis Din L'chol Shevet, Shehu Memuna al Kol Abote Dinim Shal Oso Shevet. So the Ramban presents the following thesis, and this might touch on, to some extent, on to what we saw in the Yad Raman and his Girsa. The Ramban says that in each city in Israel, there will be a Beis Din for each Shevet. But we need one Beis Din that oversees all the Batei Dinim of that Shevet. So for example, let's say that in there are 15 cities in Zvulun. In each one of those 15 cities, we need a Sanhedrin Akitana. But we need one Beis Din what's the word? Oversees. I don't know what word I should use. So help me out with the English.
Supervises.
That supervises all the other Batei Dinim in those 15 cities. So, for example, let's say in City X in Zvulun, the local Beis Din, as great as they are, 23 judges, they couldn't figure it out. They came to no conclusion. So they're left with an open question. And to whom do they turn? Now you and I would have said, let them turn to the Beis Din HaGadol. No, they turn to their own Beis Din HaGadol, meaning the 23 judges that represent that Shevet. So we now have two different mitzvahs. We have one mitzvah of Sharecha, meaning every single city in Israel has to be equipped with the Sanhedrin HaKtano, and the members of that Shevet will have it an adjudication in that particular Beis Din of 23 judges, but we need a Beis Din HaGadol, in inverted commas, in other words, don't confuse it with the Beis Din HaGadol of 71 judges, but we need a Beis Din HaGadol to oversee all the Batei Dinim of that Shevet. Now that's the Ramban. The Ramban is not sure about it. But again, this Ramban is very exciting to us because it would certainly answer the question, why do we need a mitzvah of a Beis Din Shel HaShevet if each city, in effect, is equipped with its own Beis Din? So you have 15 cities in Zvulun, you know, all of Shevet Zvulun is well serviced by those 15 Sanhedros, Ktanos, of each one of those 15 cities respectively. And the answer is no, we need one Beis Din on top of them in an event that the Beis Din in the city, the local court, could not come to any conclusion. And the Ramban says, V'chein es kol inyone ha-shevet v'takanosav. This is interesting. Until now, I've been discussing a case of a dispute between two members of Shevet Zvulun. Now the Ramban adds another element to the equation. What about a takana? Let's say, for example, the rabbis think that in a particular shevet, located in a particular territory, they're lax in a certain mitzvah. You know, the Shabbos is a little bit low, a low ebb. So we need to make a takana. So who's going to be in charge of all of Shevet Zvulun to make the takanas that are appropriate for that shevet? It's going to be this higher court, which is the court of the shevet, the ultimate court of the shevet. Again, there are plenty of courts of the shevet, each one made up of Sanhedrin, town of 23 judges in each city, but we need one court that oversees and supervises, as you say, David, over all the courts of that shevet. And the Yavetz, Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he goes a step further and he says, Shebezdin Shalash Shevet, this special court that was designated for the entire Shevet, Haya Osek Bidinu Dvarim, Bein Shnei Anoshim Be Oso Shevet, Shem is Gorim Beshtei Arim Shonos. Fascinating. So amongst the 15 cities, you can have a dispute between Zvulunite X and Zvulunite Y that live in two different cities, X and Y. And what base do they go to? You know, Zvulun wants the subpoena. You know, this first Zvulunite wants to subpoena the second Zvulunite into his local basin in his city, and vice versa. So what they do is, the two of them together, because they're both members of Shevet Zvulun, again, we haven't yet discussed a dispute between two members of two different Shvatim, but in the case of two members of the same Shevet, their dispute will be adjudicated in this Beis Din Shel HaShevet. So there's something called a Beis Din Shel HaShevet.
I have a question on that.
Yes.
The implication is that the local Beis Din will be partial to the guy who lives in the community. But judges, we learn, judges have to bend over backwards to be impartial.
Well, no, let's not talk about partiality. Let's just talk about, you know, the hassle. I don't know if, hopefully, David, you never had this experience of having to show up in a Beis Din, but if you did, you know, it's what we call in Yiddish a geschleppte Meise. You know, it's not like you show up in Beis Din for an hour and then you go home. Or you send your lawyers to represent you, right? You know, it could involve a tremendous. Now, I'm not saying that the members of the 23 judges really are they don't necessarily live locally. I don't care if they live in a different city and they take the train every day to work. That doesn't bother me. But if you're in a different city. You know, you're up in Haifa and I'm down in Be'er Sheva, and you want to sue me in a court, so I can say to you, well, come down to Be'er Sheva, and you can say to me, come up to Haifa. You know, this will go on, and there's no... So the answer is that there has to be, in such a case, some sort of overriding Beis Din. Again, I wonder where the Beis Din was located. My guess is that there's like a capital city in Zvulun, for example, and in that capital city there would be a Beis Din. Beis Din shall also shave it, meaning the Beis Din of the Shevet. In every individual city, there was a Beis Din for that Shevet. But what happens if you have a Din Udvar between two members of the same Shevet that live in two different cities? You know, I don't want to hassle you, or maybe I do, but you don't want to be hassled, then vice versa. So where are we going to go? And ultimately, you know, the only way that we can find mete out justice would be if we go to that Beis Din. Now, v'yim yesh din u'dvarim bein shnei anoshim mishnei shvatim. Now, what happens if you have two people who have a dispute and they belong to different tribes? So the Yavetz says, I'll just read to you his words. I can't figure this out. If you could help me with this, Yelchu Eitzel Bezin Agodol Shabirushalayim. Now wait a second. I would assume, tell me if you think I'm wrong, that there's a high percentage statistically of cases of a dispute between members of different shvatim. I'm not sure if it's 50%, maybe let's call it 20%. But you know, this is not something insignificant in number. And imagine that the Beis Din HaGadol sits in Yerushalayim, and they're going to be flooded with all these cases of every Yankel Beryl who has a dispute with Reuven ben Leah, you know, who lives in a different city. I can't understand. You know, Yisro is giving an answer to Moshe to try to get this, you know, functioning in a smooth way. I don't begin to understand this. You see, here's where I think the Yad Ramah might come in handy. That we're not going to flood the Beis Nagol B'Yishraim with every single, you know, every case of a pruta. You know, that I have a dispute with you, you belong to two different Shvatim. I mean, that's, you know, the Beis Nagodol Shep Yushalayim of 71 judges is pretty busy. And let's take a very quick review of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you need the Beis Nagodol Shep Yushalayim to judge a Navi Sheker, to judge an Irani Dachas, to judge an entire Shevet that worshipped Avodah Zarah. If you remember the discussion we had, the decision to go out to war in a discretionary war, all this is in the jurisdiction of the Beis Nagodol. If they want to expand the boundaries of the Azara and the Beis Hamikdash or Yerushalayim, you need a Beis Nagodol. What else? Oh yes, Sanhedrin Gedola are in charge of there's so many different things here. I mean, you know,
and they're big things, aren't they? Actually,
they're all gigantic
Whereas
things.
The other thing could be,
yeah, you know, you belong to one shape, and I belong to another shape. I'm suing you for a pruta.
Yeah.
For a pruta. I mean, it's endless. I don't understand how according to the Ibis, you know, you grease the system. You know, it's not functionally. I don't see that it's plausible, it's feasible, but what can I tell you? That all I have here is the Ivitz. That's what he says. But again, leaving out that point to the Ivitz, if you have two people from the same shevet that live in two different cities, then they're going to be judged by the Beis Din Shel HaShevet, which a Beis Din Shel HaShevet is above all these distinctions between two cities. Again, it's not exactly clear where they were located. But maybe there was a capital city in a certain territory called Zvulun. I'm not sure. I don't know. I can't answer that question. But now we understand that even if you'll tell me that every city is equipped by virtue of the Pasuk V'chol Sharecha with a Sanhedrin Aktana, there are still occasions in which I need a Beis Din Shel HaShevet, because let's say the local court in the city was unable to come to any decision, or alternatively, if you have two members of the same shevet that live in two cities, then neither one of the two batei dinim in the cities respectively have jurisdiction, because this guy says, I don't want to go to your city, and he says, I don't want to go to your city. So we have the Beis Din of the shevet. So there's an entity now called the Beis Din of the Shevet.
If they came from different Shvatim, as we said before, maybe they could be sent to a third Shevet Beis Din. It was like, yeah,
neutral, yes. So to speak.
Yeah.
Either that, or they, again, according to the Ivitz, they go to the Beis Din Agodol Shev Yushalayim. You're right. It's a strange halacha.
Maybe the Beis Din of 23 in Yushalayim has a special status to handle those cases.
I don't know.
Except that it says,
I don't know that says so. Now, I want to read one word in Tosfos here. I mean, let's read the Tosfos. It'll take me about an hour to read this Tosfos. I'm just joking with you. Shoftim. You see the Tosfos Shoftim? It's one of the smallest Tosfos in Shas. And he says the following. Shoftim l'chol shevet v'shevet im yesh bi'ir achas mishnei shvotim osim Shtei Sanhedroyos. So let me try to analyze this Tosfos piece by piece. One piece I understand pretty well, but there's one word in this Tosfos that just I can't figure it out. Tosfos is saying the following. We have a mitzvah of appointing a Beis Din in each city. So if each city is equipped with a Beis Din, then why do we need a mitzvah that every shevet should have its own Beis Din? And Tosfos is completely oblivious to the Chiddush of the Ramban, which we saw embellished by the Ivitz, that there is an overriding Beis Din on behalf of the entire shevet. So if you have two members of the same Sheva that live in two cities, they'll have to go for adjudication to that Beis Din, which is the Beis Din for the entire Sheva. Or alternatively, the way the Ramban says it, that the Beis Din of the Sheva makes takanos for the entire Sheva. The Tosis is not aware of that. So Tosis, therefore, addresses the following obvious question. If you're going to fulfill the mitzvah that every city is equipped with a Beis Din, for what purpose do we need a Beis Din for the Shevet? So he answers that what happens if within the same city you have both a Zvulunite and a Naphtoliite? And again, you and I would say, what difference does it make? This is a Beis Din in the city, it's made up of 23 judges, that's where they're going to go. Nay, the Torah imposes a mitzvah up above and beyond the mitzvah of the ear. It's not enough that a city be equipped with a great Beis Din of Sanhedrin Ketana of 23 judges, but each Shevet. Now again, what happens if there's a metropolis that has 10 million people in it, one person is from Shevet Naphtali? You know, the rest of the population is all from Zvulun. So I can't believe that Tosus is saying that in that city, that great metropolis, we have to appoint a Beis Din of Shivim, of Esrim Vishlosha Dayanim, for the sake of one member who somehow mixed marriage, or he married into a different Shevet, and he lives in that city. But whatever it is, you remember when we discussed the question of Shevet, whether it's 10 people, 100 people, you remember that? Rav Yoshia, that whole sugya. So I'm not sure what exactly is the minimum number to generate a requirement of a Beis Din Shel HaShevet, of that Shevet, but let's say we have that number. So we have a city, let's say I'm going to just throw out a number that's made up of 100. And 90 of those 100 belong to Shevet Zvulun, but 10 of those 100 belong to Shevet Naphtali. If 10 is my minimum, or you multiply 10 and add a couple of zeros, whatever the number is, then I'm going to need to appoint in that city two Batei Dinim. One Beis Din to represent one Shevet and service that Shevet, and another Beis Din to service the other Shevet. Now what happens if there's a, you know, there's 101 people in the city, and the 101st member is a member of Yisachar? I don't know what happens in that case. Maybe we go to the Ivan to go to the Beis Nagadol if that 101st person has a dispute. I don't know. But leaving out that question, we now have, according to Tosfos, the responsibility to create two Batei Dinim in the city. So for sure we accomplish, Yesh B'chal Masai Mono, we accomplish the mitzvah of equipping every city, B'chal Sharecha, with a Sanhedrin Akitana. In this particular city, we have not only one Sanhedrin Akitana, we have two Sanhedrin Akitanas, because there are members of another Shevet that live in this city. And insofar as Tosfos says, Yesh B'irachas Mishnei Shvatim, so we have members of two different Shvatim. As we said before, they have a Dinu Dvarim, and they belong to two different Shvatim, then we're not going to decide the case in the local city Beis Din without a special Beis Din that services that Shevet. So wait a minute. So what happens here? So what happens here? Just 1 second. Give me a second, Jerry. I got to get the mathematics here. So what are we saying here? Now there are two Shvatim that are represented in the city. And now, you're going to have to set up... Okay, so again, here's how it works. So if you have... You remember my case, we have 90 Zvulunites and 10 Naphtaliites. If there's going to be a dispute between one and another of the 90, or one or the other of the 10, then we don't have to go beyond the city. You know, we're well-serviced here in this case, right? So you'll have two Zvulunites with a dispute that's going to be decided in a Beis Din that's appointed as the Sanhedrin Akitana of Zvulun. And then if you have two members of Naphtali living in the same city, then there will be a decision by the Beis Din of Naphtali in that city. Okay. Now, if there's going to be a dispute between a Zvulunite and a Naphtaliite, then again, all I have right now is the Yavetz, who says that it has to go all the way up to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the Beis Nagadol, Belishkas HaGozes. Okay, fine. Now, what happens if you have a dispute between two members of two different cities? So once again, if they belong to the same Shevet, then according to the Ramban and the Yavetz, the case will be decided by the Beis Din Shel HaShevet,
even though they're in two cities,
right? And that, because that Beis Din Shel HaShevet is located somewhere, I don't know, in the capital of the territory. I don't know where it's located, but that's okay. Now let's get back to the city. So we're in one city, and we have two Sanhedrios because there are members of two different Shvatim that dwell in that city. Correct? Okay. Now let me ask you the following question. When we appoint two Batei Dinim in the same city to service two different shvatim, right? Two different representatives of the population. You have one population that's Zvulun, and another population is Naphtali. And now we appoint two Batei Dinim, right? Now, how many members will sit on each Beis Din?
23.
There's something odd that's going on over here, because we have a lower court that's made up of three judges, right? So what's exactly happening over here? We have a lower court. Now, who's going to the lower court? Let's say two members of the same Shevet? No. Two members of the same Shevet are going to go to the court of the Shevet in that city. Right? Let's say you have two members of two different Shvatim. So the Yavetz says they go to the Beis Din HaGadol. No, that can't be. One second, just Jerry, I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm in a state of confusion, and anything that you say will just derail me, because I can't understand anything. I have a feeling that if you have two members of the same city that belong to two different Shvatim, forget about the Yavetz. Instead of going to the Beis Din HaGadol Yerushalayim, let them go to the local Beis Din. Just one second. We have what? We have lower courts made up of three judges. So if two members of the same city belong to the same Shevet, let them go to the lower courts. They belong to this. Just one second. No. If they belong to two different Shvatim, what did I say? They belong to the same Shevet? Okay. I got up very early today for sleep, so. Hey, wait a second. They belong to two different Shvatim. Oh, so let them go to the local Beis Din, right? We had a mitzvah of Bisharecha. And that means that the city has to be equipped with a Beis Din. Oh, are we talking about a Beis Din of 23? Whoa. Just one second. If they belong to two different Shvatim, so then we're going to go to the Beis Din HaGadol? No. What about the Beis Din? Where do we have? You have a mitzvah to appoint a Sanhedrin in every city. There's a city. Let's say, you see, trying to figure out, is it possible that, again, I'm not answering yet the question of what the function of a smaller court of three, we'll get to that, but is it possible that every city needs a Beis Din of 23? Now, if we don't accept the Yavetz, then if there's a dispute between two members of that same city that belong to two Shvatim, then that will be decided by the Beis Din of that city. Correct. Which Beis Din is that? The Beis Din that's made up of 23 judges. Wait, let's see. Because there was one word in Tosfos that bothered me. He says, "Im yesh be'ir achas mishnei shvatim, osim shtei sanedros." And what did I just tell you? I said that there's a bezin of the city, and the bezin of the city could actually decide a case of two members of the same city from two different shvatim. No, that's not true according to Tosfos. Ah. Yeah, but maybe we could add the following proviso, that Tosfos is saying that you have two different shvatim in that city. But what happens if you have three shvatim in the city? So if the third shevet is made up of a sizable population, so we'll need three bati dinim. But what happens if the representation of that third shevet, we'll call it Yisachar, is very small? I can't believe that we would have a Sanhedrin Akdola of 23 judges for the sake of two people. You know what I'm saying? There are two people from Shevet Yisachar living in this metropolis, and maybe there are maybe every single Shevet is represented in the metropolis. So we're going to have 12 different Batei Dinim for all the Shvatim. Well, what I'm asking is, what happens to those who don't belong to the two major parties? You know, you're in many countries today, there are two major parties, right? They're the conservatives and the liberals, right? You know what I'm saying? They're the Democrats and the Republicans. Now today it's Likud and blue and white, right? So you have two major parties. But what happens to the smaller parties? What happens if I have representation in the city of a very small number of members of another shevet, of a third shevet? We're not going to appoint a Beis Din of... Okay, so where do they go? They go to the Beis Din HaGadol? Maybe there's a mitzvah to appoint a Beis Din in each city that's made up of 23 judges that doesn't belong to any shevet. In event that Beis Din cannot decide the case, they're totally in the dark, then we'll go to the Beis Din HaGadol. Yeah, what do you want to say, Jim?
You have a Beis Din for a city, 23. You have a Beis Din for each shevet.
So in the same city?
No, in the shevet.
Ah, okay.
If you have two guys from the same shevet having a dispute, it goes to the shevet.
And they can't do it locally in that city?
Wait, it goes to the shevet. And if it's two people in the same city, but from different shvatim,
right,
it goes to the city.
But how are you reading Tosfos? That's what I don't understand, Jerry. Look at Tosfos.
Tosfos
says, Shoftim l'chol... Yes, look. Shoftim l'chol shevet v'shevet, says Tosfos. What does that mean? Im yesh be'ir achas mishtei shvatim osim shtei sanedros. Tosfos is saying that there's a Sanhedrin for one shevet in that city and another Sanhedrin for the other shevet, for the other members of that city that belong to that second shevet. So you've now got a city which l'chora services everyone, right? What do I mean? You've got the members of Zvulun, they have their Beis Din of Esther v'Shlosh. You have members of Naphtali, they have their Beis Din, all in the same city. So we ask the following question. So why is there a separate mitzvah of appointing a Beis Din in the city?
For the sake of the city only. Designated for the city only. It's a third.
So that's why I don't know. You know, maybe there is no... You know, if you've covered all the people, because Mimar Shach, either you belong to this shevet or that shevet, then there's no mitzvah.
But who's going to adjudicate between two shvatim?
Also, in two shvatim, according to the Ivets, they go to the Sanhedrin HaGadol of Yerushalayim. Again, I'm not happy with that, but that's what he says. I thought the alternative would be that instead of taking it all the way to Yerushalayim, maybe they would appoint a local Beis Din that didn't belong to any shevet. Do you follow? And that would accomplish a number of things. Again, I'm just inventing this. I have no source for this whatsoever. But, you know, sometimes, you know, the human mind wants to roam free. I would solve a few problems. Number one, there are two mitzvahs here in the Torah. One mitzvah is Shoftim v'shoftim titen l'shvatecha. But there's another mitzvah, Shoftim v'shoftim titen l'chol l'chol sharecha. Now I gain the mitzvah of setting up a city Beis Din. But that doesn't... That doesn't undermine the other mitzvah to set up a Beis Din for each shevet. So you can have a city that on the one hand requires its own Beis Din as a city Beis Din. You could have a large majority or a sizable member of the population that belongs to one Shevet. They'll have a Shevet thing. The other Shevet is also large enough to justify another Beis Din for that Shevet. Why do I need a Beis Din in the city? Maybe to solve the problem that we raised against the Ivets. That the Ivets is saying that if you have a dispute between two members of two different Shvatim, then it has to go all the way up to the Beis Din HaGadol B'Yerushalayim. I can accept the Ivets, maybe in a case where these two people live in two different cities. But Ribbono Shel Olam, they live in the same city, they belong to two different Shvatim. Why don't we service them locally with a Beis Din? Maybe that's the mitzvah, a separate mitzvah of Bisharecha. Because L'chora Rabosai, once you have the mitzvah of L'shvatecha, which according to Tosus means that we have two Batei Dinim within the same city, each one respectively for a different Shevet. So why do I need a Beis Din in the city? The whole mitzvah of Bisharecha basically goes down the tubes. Unless maybe the word Bisharecha is only what we call a Gili Milsa. It's only telling me that when it says L'shvatecha, it means within each city. You know, but Einam Chidami, there's no Nafkivi. We don't need a Beis Din Shevi'ir in a case where we have one Shevet or two Shvatim in the city because we have a mitzvah of a Beis Din for each Shevet. So why do I need a mitzvah in each city? I already appointed a Beis Din for each Shevet. The answer is that it's only a derivation. Do you follow me? The Torah says you have to set up L'shvatecha. But where? Maybe there's one Beis Din, I don't know what. So the answer is no. Bisharecha, that every city needs a L'shvatecha Beis Din.
Isn't the law the same for all Jews across all Shevets? Will the law change from Shevet to Shevet? The nuances and the Hagman that we have to address, we have to just be your Shevet has to have its own Beis Din?
So again, you're asking more of a philosophical question, meaning once the Torah says that there's a mitzvah for each Shevet to have its own court, you're asking why? Why did the Torah necessitate that each Shevet should have its own Beis Din of 23? If you're taking Takonos, if you remember the Ramban, then every Shevet has its own issues, you know, its own sociology, and right? That's what caused all sorts of civil wars in Tanakh, between different Shvatim. But you need a Takana. But if you're talking about issues that come up in Halacha, where one person, let's say, sues another person, why do we need that each Shevet should have its own Beis. I don't know the answer to that question. That's a question that goes beyond it's meta halachic, if you know what I'm saying. What do you say?
What I think they're talking about here is you have cities. City has a Beis Din. We used to call things unincorporated areas. They weren't governed by any particular group.
What do you mean? It was like a neutral territory? Well, it wasn't part of any Shevet?
It didn't belong
like Washington, D.C.?
It didn't belong to any legal entity. So it was territory that didn't belong to this city. That's it. It's in between all these things. It was all this unincorporated area. And that's what the Shevet was responsible for. All these unincorporated areas within their territory. But in the city, didn't matter what Shevet you belong to, if you have a dispute with somebody else in that city.
So just read your shot into Tosfos. Just how are you reading the Verita? You know, I come from a school of thought where you got to read it into the text. Shoftim l'chol Shevet v'Shevet. What does that mean? Im yesh bi'ir achas mishnei shvatim osim shtei sanedros. He's talking about a very unique case. You want to say?
Some sort of
unincorporated. No. Steve, look, you could say your own shot, and that's fine. But
he's talking within a city.
I need to read it into Tosfos.
Right, I'm not talking about Tosfos.
No, you're not talking about Tosfos. Oh, you want to go?
Why it says Bisharecha and the Shvatim.
So you say
he has one set of courts and all this unincorporated.
One second, the city has one set of courts
and all the unincorporated that don't belong to any of the cities within their territory. That's where the Shevet had another base.
Well, you mean like you? Can I give you an example of what I think you have in mind, like farm areas or like more, What's the opposite of urban?
Rural,
more rural areas. Is that what you mean? In other words,
it could be that.
In other words, it's a scattering of small numbers of people such that they don't form a city.
Right. I mean, when you actually form a city, I mean, I don't know. So wait a minute.
Why do I need a Bezin for the Shevet? Because all these little rural areas belong to one Shevet, like that kind of thing?
They're within
the territory of
territory.
Like when Yoshua divided up the land, let's say this shtick here, this piece, was designated for Shevet Zvul. So now we have urban areas. Every city needs its own Besdin, 23 judges. Now we have rural areas, you know, sprinkling of people living throughout the territory, and they don't belong to any city. Oh, so you want to say, in such a case, let's appoint a Besdin for the Shevet.
Which makes sense.
Okay, that's very similar to what we said in the Ramban / Yaivitz, that this concept of Shevet means an overriding, supervising, all-inclusive Shevet Besdin. But if you know, I mean, the local cities... Yeah. But again, Tosis... I'm just going back to Tosis, because that's all I have here, really, is that Tosis insists that if you have two people living in the same city, it doesn't mean that necessarily the case could be judged by the city court, because the Torah says that every Shevet deserves its own Besdin. So I belong to one Shevet, you belong to one Shevet. We're next door neighbors. We might even live in attached houses, but it doesn't matter. I belong to one Shevet, you belong to another. And we're not going to go to the local city court because we belong to two different Shvatim. The Torah requires that each Shevet has its own Besdin. Each Shevet has its own Besdin. Again, David is asking why. I don't know, but that's what it says. That somehow there's a mitzvah to appoint a Besdin for the members of the Shevet. And Tosfos says that's within the city. And then we ask the question, so if every Shevet is well serviced with its own local city Besdin that belongs to that Shevet, so why is there a mitzvah of Bisharecha? And we offer two possibilities. That Eirach Hinami, there's no separate independent mitzvah of Bisharecha. But the word Bisharech is coming to shed a light, that's what I call a Gilui Milsa, on the mitzvah of Lishvatecha. That Lishvatecha is not just a glatton of Veltarayim, but Lishvatecha means Bichol Sharech, that every city has to have its own Shevet Besdin. And Elchinami, after you have a Shevet Besdin in the city, there's no need for a city Besdin. Yesh B'Klal Masayimon. That was one approach. And the other approach was, which I think is similar to what you were saying, Steve, is that there's certain areas that maybe, or certain members of the city even, that are not serviced by neither of these two batei dinim, because the members of those of that city, or maybe a rural area, don't belong to either one of those two shvatim. So what happens is there's a dispute between them, and the answer is that there's a local city bezdin. Now, you're telling me that in the rural areas we're going to go by the general territory, and then we'll send these people to the bezdin of the shevet. I don't know. Maybe there's another way of doing it. Maybe we have to attach them to some the closest city, like, you know, Medina, Vira, and Idachas, you know, we'll measure which is the closest city, and they'll be judged by it. But then we're saying that there are two independent mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah of Bisharecha. That's Xeris HaKos. Every city in Israel has to be equipped with a bez. And that bez is not attached to any particular Shevet. And then if you have a strong representation of different Shvatim within the city, we have another obligation of Lishvatecha, that we need Batei Dinim for each Shevet. We still might retain the mitzvah of Bisharecha. It still is a meaningful mitzvah to service those people who don't belong to either of those two Shvatim. Possibly. Then we have another Besdin, which is the Besdin of the Shevet, which the Ramban says is going to service a case where you have members of the same Shevet, but they live in two different cities, and when they have a dispute, they will go to this higher court of the Besdin of the Shevet. We don't know where that's located. And the Ramban says that higher court will supervise all the Batei Dinim in all the cities that belong to that same Shevet.
How many in that?
So then the question is, okay, so I'm going to get... But what I'm suggesting is that this Besdin, this is like a mini Besdin HaGadol, which is a higher court that supervises all the Batei Dinim of that Shevet, no matter where those Batei Dinim are, any issue that comes up in any Beis Din of that Shevet in any city of Israel will be referred to that Beis Din HaGadol, so to speak, of the Shevet. And the Shevet will be in charge of instituting takanos on that Beis Din on behalf of the entire Shevet. Now comes your question, Jerry. How many people are sitting on the Beis Din?
So Rabbi Chananel has suggested, as I read it,
I don't know. I thought that this whole sugya that we're learning, the way Rashi interpreted it, was the Beis Din of 23. Now you're throwing 71 into it. But let's go slowly. I have to let you go, but if we go with Rashi, then we're talking about a Beis Din of 23 judges. Then we're stuck with the following problem, and maybe Rabbi Nachman is trying to wiggle his way out of this problem. Why would the Beis Din of the Shevet be superior to the Beis Din of each city for that Shevet? The Shevet Beis Din of each city, because the Shevet Beis Din of each city is made up of 23 judges. So what gives that special status to the Beis Din? You know, Bishlema, if we're talking about major decisions or decisions amongst members of different Shvatim, we go up to the Beis Din HaGadol, that's a 71 member court. You know, they have a tremendous status. But what's the nafka mina between the local Beis Din for that Shevet and the Beis Din of the Shevet itself? If both or all are made up of 23 judges. So Bli Neder, tomorrow is, I think, our last shiur. I don't know if you're available on Tuesday. You let me know. tomorrow we'll try to, you know, see if we can put these pieces of the puzzle together. Again, I apologize for the confusion here, but I didn't write the text here. And, you know, you can't blame me totally. I mean, we're learning it as a chabura together. It's very complicated here. What was Beis Shel Shvatim, Beis Shel Ha'orim, of the cities. Okay, Shkem. If we could open this door, because somebody is supposed to come to meet me.
Confused.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm afraid to inject Beis Din HaGadol here, but if we do figure out Rabbeinu Chananel, it might shed a light on this Yad Ramah. Because remember, the Yad Ramah's gear so was L'chol Yisrael. But here we're supposed to be figuring out, maybe we're too much influenced by Rashi. But Tosus is indicating that Yedida Beis Din shall call Shevet Shevet in every city of Israel. If they have members of Tishvat.
It doesn't seem to the exclusion of for a city.
No, I don't know. He's talking to Irachas. He explicitly says there's one city.